Maybe they made a sperm cocktail.
We don't want Plymouth Rock. We want to rock our Plymouth. Yeah.
Welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining us for episode 298. I mean, that's a shitload of episodes. And I was looking back, and we basically have had the same exact number of listeners for the entire time. So it would be nice if you, we've done this for like 6 years now. And we've done 300 of them, nearly 300 of them. It would be nice if you, if when this is published, well, right now, it's actually now, you're listening to it right now. As you're listening to it right now, it would be nice if you could just hit the fucking share button on whatever podcast player you're listening to and send it to, I don't know, 50,000 of your closest friends. If barring that, okay, that might be a few too many. Send it to like three people. Share it with your friends. This is a funny show and a good community that we have here. It would be nice if you could share it. If you would like to be a part of the show, you can always reach out. We're always looking for new friends. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. We also have a voicemail number, which is seems to be like the primary choice for most people these days. 949-464-TBLS. Is the voicemail line. Additionally, we have a Facebook page still. You can go to that. Also, Patreon. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestyle. That is where you can find the bonus content from the show and our subreddit, TBLS_podcast on Reddit. Go there. Our dear friend, the moderator there was a nice gentleman by the name of Mike Vick did nothing wrong. I'm not sure what that handle means exactly, but he was a very nice guy. And he once had sex with a local news anchor, and he alerted us to that in the Facebook group. That said, now it's been handed over to Dolomite D, also a great guy. He was the very first Patreon contributor to the show, by the way. Sweet guy. He's handling the Reddit page now, and he does a great job. And although he kind of lagged at putting up our Boogie Nights episode up, and I went today, and it is there, and he did get it up timely, but there hasn't been much conversation about the Boogie Nights show, and I thought that was a fantastic show. So go to our Reddit page. Dolomite D needs people to talk to him there. He really likes it when you discuss the great Guy Fieri on our Reddit page, TBLS_podcast on the website Reddit, which I used to think was like a deviant website, and trust me, there is a lot of deviant shit on there. Former show contributor Mike Vick did nothing wrong used to send us very deviant pages from there that we would comment on. Like, it was one where it was like just people sticking Sharpies up their ass, and there's all sorts of weird stuff. But I feel like the internet has come towards Reddit, so it's not as deviant as it once was. That's a digression. I am joined now here as I am each and every week by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up, dude?
Hey, I had one. Oh, saw a couple movies this past week.
Yeah.
I saw that Knives Out. That's what I saw this week.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was good.
I liked it. It was a great cast. You know, it was simple. Like, it was a murder mystery.
Yep. Old school.
Revolving, or like just, yeah, old school. It was revolved around like one house, one, you know, night. And yep. Like, that's it. And it was a great cast. So it was fun.
Yeah.
It was not like something you have to, you know, you are guessing what their motivation is, but it's not like a hard movie to watch where you're like, they really put through the ringer. You just kind of watch quirky characters and who did it.
So. Yeah, I enjoy that. I saw this weekend Queen and Slim, which I'd been greatly looking forward to. I thought,
yeah, that looks heavy. I mean, I saw the previews. It looked good.
It looked really. I remember I saw the first preview, I don't know, a few months ago, and I was like, oh, I'm seeing that. That looks fucking great. That looks like my kind of movie. It is. I'll just say I was disappointed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I saw the interview with the writer-director on, I think, Colbert. And she said she got the idea from the author James Frey. Is that his name? The guy who ran Afoul with Oprah?
A Million Little Things. Yeah, I noticed that he was credited on the screenplay. And he's also a producer.
So she said he I don't know, they know each other in some capacity. And he's like, I've got this idea, but it's not something I can write. It was about, you know, black people on a date that something goes wrong and they shoot a cop, but it wasn't a date that went so well. And he's like, that's as far as I can take it. Okay. This is not, I can't tell the story of black people dealing with police and all that. But like he said, she said, yeah. So he gave me the idea and I was like, you're right. You can't write that story, but I can. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. I really looked forward to it and I watched the whole thing and I was, well, I mean, you haven't seen it. I'll let listeners check it out before I pontificate. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. Anything else? I thought I should make notes.
You know, I've said this before, but usually it's a once a year thing. But I remember getting it during March Madness. I got sick this weekend. Kids, like I kept hearing my son's friends, everybody's home from school sick. Then my son got sick. And then sure enough, like 8 hours later, I just feel it.
Oh.
Like, motherfucker. So I was sick for the last few days. Today's the first day I'm like eating food.
Both of my children, you know, my children only live here half the time, and both of them were sick this weekend. And I looked them straight in the face and I said, if I get whatever you have, you're not allowed to come back here. That's it.
I feel like I'm close to the end, but I gotta say, I'm still not dealing with solids here.
You're saying you could be dying?
I'm saying that I am pissing on my ass. Oof. Right now.
Oof.
It's not good.
Oof. That's a tough one. That's the worst case scenario. Okay. Yeah.
At one point, I was holding the bucket. I had both ends.
Ooh.
It was bad.
No, that is awful. That is horrible. Let's jump in. So I'm working on the new board. People like the sound. I did some. You know, I'm 6 years into the show. I thought to myself last week, let's like really like play with the audio. So it's Chad and Austin sent us this fucking new board. The Rode Caster Pro that fucking does it all. It's got all the sound effects
sounds
in
like
it.
A good board.
Yeah,
sounds like a good board.
It's amazing. It's so fun to play with. That other board we had it worked for us for a while, but it was dying. And it turns out when we did the Boogie Nights podcast, we had Chris Morales, friend of the show, Chris Morales came over and he's like basically a radio engineer. And he's like, oh, these kind of mics you have don't work with this kind of board. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Because it kind of like some weeks it would be good and some weeks it would be bad. And he'd be like, yeah, they're clipping out because the board isn't powered and the mics need to be powered or something. I don't know. I don't know about this shit. So I've been fucking around with the board. I've been putting the sounds, this plays the sounds. And so hopefully things are sounding good. We can do some voicemails now because I have all the songs. Oh. Yeah. You have something else?
Two things I just realized, two movies I will not be seeing. One, Cats. I mean, that looks fucking terrifying.
That looks so bad.
It looks beyond bad. Like the worst movie of all time.
So bad. It has Taylor Swift in it. Another one.
Yeah, and the other one, even though it has the most beautiful Stringer Bell in it, I'm not watching it.
It's gorgeous.
The other one I'm not watching, Richard Jewell. That seems like a real drag of a movie.
It really does. We did Richard Jewell dirty. We
did him dirty, for sure. We as a society. Yeah. He was an odd guy. Were a lot of things that didn't add up. Yeah. But, it was a poor job. Yeah. And I know what's going on. I know Clint Eastwood's got an angle. We're going to blame the media, blame the FBI.
Yeah.
But the one thing we got to remember is the guy who did it was like an abortion clinic bomber. Yeah. Like, he was just further to the right. Calm down.
It was a weird off-the-board thing. Well, it's not even that. It's unfortunately, it's usually some weirdo close to the scene. Like, it's the cop's job.
And he also, wasn't he like a campus cop? There were a lot of things.
He's a security guard.
Dirty, and he was a hero, and it's his story is sad and unforgivable. However, this is like being a politicized version of it. Like, we just did him wrong. We do lots of people wrong. This wasn't politics. This was this was just a shitty story.
Now, this was a only mildly polarized America. Like, 1996, shit was different back then.
Right.
It's not like it. We can't look at it through the prism of today, because it wasn't like that back then.
No, I will say the last movie I saw was the last movie that I just gave Clint Eastwood a pass of his. It was about the guys who stopped the terrorist on the train in Paris.
That looks like such a piece of shit. I saw that it was on HBO.
Guys as actors.
And they're not actors.
And they were the surprise, they were the worst actors I've ever seen. Yeah. I couldn't believe this movie was happening as I was watching it. I think I saw it in a hotel or a plane. It was astonishingly bad, and they were heroes, and we should applaud them as heroes. However, like, that didn't have a super interesting backstory. They were just like guys that, you know, turned to the military and then made good and were heroes
traveling around.
But like, they had these guys acting as if like, oh, I'm working at the Cinnabon, maybe I should decide to join the military. It was awful.
Yeah, no.
It was a beyond awful movie.
It looks awful. And isn't Pam from The Office in it? I imagine she's regretting that.
I can't remember, but all I can think of was it was horribly acted, and it made me think, why am I giving Clint Eastwood a pass? Maybe he's not, you know, just, it's not like he's Tarantino or Scorsese where I'll give him a shot for a movie because it's them. Clint Eastwood, there's been some clunkers at this point.
He's so fucking old. I appreciate that he's still working. What was up with that? I didn't see it, but a couple people told me that that movie, The Mule, I mean, it was kind of an interesting idea.
On a plane.
Yeah.
I saw that on a plane. It was interesting in theory, but kind of the trailer was all you needed. Like, it was.
Hold on.
This is an old guy. This is an old guy. Nobody's going to notice you being a mule. That's kind of what.
No, I get that. I get that. But something that wasn't in the trailer that I was alerted to later is that in the movie, Clint Eastwood, who is 90 years old, had multiple threesomes.
That's right. He did.
Yeah.
Although I think I saw it on an airplane, so they edited it.
Yeah, they take out the threesomes. Yeah.
I think I just saw the girls going in the room.
I mean, we get it, Clint. You fuck. Like, he divorced his much younger wife. Like, he was married to a woman that's, like, in her 40s. She might be, like, in her early 50s now. And a few years ago, he's like, I'm done with this. Next.
He might have her by a hay century.
My man gets it done. I mean, he's tarnishing his legacy a little bit with this stuff that he's doing towards the end of his career, but my man has done some shit in his career that is amazing, and he's one of the all-time greats.
I love some of his stuff, but the most recent one I saw was awful.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if he wasn't dead, I would think that he cast the real Richard Jewell. That guy, I'm not sure what other parts he could play, but he was born to play Richard Jewell.
That is kind of tough when they find the guy that looks just like Suge Knight to play, and like his primary qualification for being cast in the role is looking exactly like Suge Knight. And it's like, sorry, buddy. Like, there's just not much else for you out there. Like there's just the guy who played Biggie Smalls. It's just like, hey, like, this is your shot. That made me think of something there. I saw that HBO, I'm excited about this. The HBO is making a limited series, about Showtime, the book about the 1980s Los Angeles Lakers, written by former guest of the show, Jeff Perlman.
Sure.
Yeah, and it looks amazing. But that's a tough one, too, because you're never going to find any seven-footers that can act. Like, you might find a couple guys that are like 6'7", which is just...
I think the best that they've done with those kind of movies is probably the NWA movie, because the guy who played Eazy-E was like a good actor. And then you had Ice Cube's son, who's a charismatic guy.
Totally good.
That was, and I think the guy, he didn't look so much like him, but the guy who played Dre is a real actor. I've seen him in stuff.
Yeah, they put him, he was in the reboot of 24. Yeah, that was all good actors, but those are just regular guys. I'm very concerned because like they made
you look like AC Green. Like that's not gonna work.
Right. They made Cuba Gooding Jr. play OJ Simpson, and Cuba Gooding Jr. is like my size. And OJ Simpson's like a massive human being. And that's kind of part
Cuba's gonna be playing a role differently soon. I just saw there's another seven to nine charges.
He likes to grab some ass. He likes to, he's a groper. And it's like, he's from a time when that was tolerated. Mm-hmm. And these days
the tidal wave is mounting against him.
Not so much. I think my man has an issue with alcohol. I mean, he always looks a little hungover in pictures. All these stories are about how he's fucking wasted at bars. Oh yeah. Like I get drunk too, and I don't grab any ass. Yeah. Yeah.
That hasn't happened to me.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. It's definitely not an excuse. I'm just saying that dude needs to reexamine like lots of his life decisions. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate, your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great, his calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck, he seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck, his voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him, he's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel
in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa. Okay, a couple of emails here. Let's check out this first one.
Brian, Ed. Dolomite here. Hey, just having some...
The aforementioned Dolomite, friend of the show. The guy that runs our Reddit page. Good to hear from old Dolomite. Nice guy. Friend of mine. Fan of me.
Fun here on a Sunday, celebrating the Texans' huge victory this week. And it got me to thinking, what's more synonymous with the Texans than Guy Fieri? Later, guys.
No, that's not...
Fuck Guy Fieri.
That's it. He hates Guy Fieri, and
he's on brand.
He hates the Texans. Dolomite does a thing on Twitter that I find amusing. The a couple weeks ago, I think the Texans showed up to their game, and they had like on like bullet. They had like tactical gear on, like not going out on the field, like getting off the bus. They looked like sort of like riot cops.
That's cheesy.
Oh, fucking cheesy.
That's like the Hurricanes in 87. They got all in fatigues to get ready for the Fiesta Bowl.
Yes.
Calm down. Yeah, calm the fuck down.
Just calm the fuck down. And he hates Guy Fieri and he hates the Texans, which, hey, to each your own. But the thing is, everyone knows Guy Fieri, while an amazing human, also synonymous with the fucking Oakland Raiders, my man. He's fucking out there at training camp. He's on 24/7. He's smoking meats for the guys. Like, he loves the Raiders. So that's a bad take there, Dolomite. Okay, let's do another one here.
Ed, bravo, sir. Anytime Johnny makes an appearance on the show, it's top notch. And I was in.
Hold on, does that like start in the middle? This is LSU Lala. Hold on,
I know who it is. I didn't feel. He said Ed Bravo. Is that what he said?
Yeah. What's I don't know. First of all, he didn't greet me, which is lucky that this is getting played. But I think maybe that Google Voice failed us. Let's try it again.
Ed Bravo, sir. No. Anytime Johnny makes an appearance on the show.
Oh, he's talking about last week Johnny Depp was here.
Oh.
Friend of the show, Johnny Depp, made an appearance to talk about his Michael Jackson's Glove musical. I don't know why he's saying Ed Bravo. It's just, we had a guest. It was Johnny Depp. Everybody knows that. And I guess he's giving you credit for that.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah.
Well, I did. I did put in the call to his agent.
Yeah. You are able to connect us with the real Johnny Depp often, which is nice.
Because it always cuts out, so I'm never on this show with him.
Well, it's
like I think it's because one extra person bumps me off, so I never hear.
Yeah. It's an equipment issue. It's not, you know, it's a lot of people interviewing him. We can't have everybody asking questions, so I kind of take the lead when Johnny's here, and I appreciate your deference to me.
Fair. I was in tears a couple of times. So, great job. Thank Johnny for his appearance. And Brian, whoever sent you the board, kudos to that gentleman. It sounds way better, and your producing skills just make the show top notch. So, keep up the good work, guys.
Hey,
there you go.
It's my kind of call.
Look at that. That was a great call.
Yeah, he's just calling in to tell us what a great job we're doing.
He didn't drone on. He just made his points, got out.
The fucking guy's
a great job.
Guy's got a great voice.
He sounds so delightful.
Yeah, he's just got a very soothing, pleasant voice. He should read audiobooks, kind that Jay Stu listens to. okay, quick email. And this, I just only skimmed this in Ed, so kind of bear with me because I'm not 100% sure what's happening here. Ballers, why is it in 2019 we can only choose to support a donkey or an elephant? Okay. we don't get political here.
No, but I can give you the real quick and dirty.
Well, I know you would know this. There's a reason.
Martin Van Buren.
Yep.
Martin Van Buren. He was the reason why we kind of switched to a two-party system because, you know, I don't remember who was involved, but it became like six cannibalized all the same vote, and then one guy won. And so Martin Van Buren was like a political master, and he figured out a way to kind of make it so there were conventions where they funneled votes to one guy or the other.
Now, Martin Van Buren, he was the guy that was real bald in the middle and had the real fluffy sides, right?
Yeah, he had kind of like Krusty the Clown sides.
It's a great look.
And he, I think he drank like a barrel of whiskey a week. He was called the Little Whiskey Van.
What the fuck else? There's no goddamn internet.
And the water would kill you back then. Yeah. So you had to drink distilled stuff.
Yeah, there's no shows. So I'd be drinking the fuck out of it. Yeah.
But his legacy sucks because, yeah, we're stuck with just two choices. What I like, and I, you know, there's a lot to not like about their political system, but I like how France, they eventually cut it to two, and then they say, okay, next week you have these two.
Yeah.
Like, there could be a lot of people running, and then they're like, okay, here's your binary choice. And then you just have, like, 1 week. So remember last election when what's his name? I want to say Trudeau, but the fucking frog guy.
Oh, Macron. Yeah, the guy that married his teacher. He's like the Willy Fallout. It's like if Willy Fallout became the president.
Something we could dream of.
Yeah.
Only in my fan fiction does he become president.
He's the president of pussy, that's for sure.
But Marine Le Pen, the Nazi, came real close. And then it got down, and it's not like Macron is so great, but it got down to the Nazi versus him, and they had a week to decide, and then it wasn't that close. But like, I like that idea where we can have lots of people, but then eventually you have a choice between two.
Yeah.
I think that better.
It is bullshit. This two-party bullshit is fucking stupid because on most things they're slaves to the same master, and that's fucking corporate dollars, that's big pharma, that's insurance companies, that's the fucking defense contractors. So you're not gonna see Jesus, which is bullshit. I like the way like the Dutch do it. I think they do this in Canada too, where they're like, okay, election in 6 weeks, you can start campaigning on this date, and you can, and this is how much money we'll give you the money. And this is exactly how much you can spend to campaign.
That's what's going on in the UK too.
Yeah.
They, They called the election like a month ago or whatever.
Yeah. It's like, hey, figure it out, and we're not gonna fuck around, and you can't buy shit, and nobody can buy you, and that's the way it's supposed to be. That's yes. That should be something everybody supports. That it's so fucking stupid that these parties could take as much money from anybody they fucking want and spend it however the fuck they want. And we're the ones that get fucked, the fucking people. That's why nobody goes to the goddamn polls on the day, on a Tuesday, because it's when we vote. Is it an accident? For the farmers, we vote on a Tuesday? We vote on a fucking Tuesday because everybody has to work. They want it to be difficult for you to vote. That is the point.
Right. For hourly employees, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
On a day like that.
Yes. It's fucking stupid. It's a ridiculous system, and we should all be more mad about it. Like this emailer might be. I can't tell. Why is it in 2019 we can only choose to support a donkey or an elephant? I would have enjoyed watching the beginning of these parties when they got to the part where they picked animals.
So he's just talking about the choice, right, the actual, of a donkey or an elephant.
Yeah. Do you know? I assume you know the origins of the donkey and Okay. What is it?
I'm not sure about the elephant, but Democratic Party, Andrew Jackson was called a jackass. He was the first prominent Democrat.
No, he was a real piece of shit.
He was called a jackass, and he leaned into it. He said, yeah, I'm embracing this jackass. Like, we're the party of jackasses. Like, he was a terrible, terrible guy.
Wasn't he like 6'5", 115 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was an angry, he had killed a man in a duel. He was just full of rage, that dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, he killed one man in a duel, and he also killed like a million Indians.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he leaned into it. And then I think eventually, and what so much in this country, like imagery in this country, is from, is the cartoonist Thomas Nast, the guy, like he
invented, seen all his
what
shit.
We know,
yeah.
He, what we think about Santa Claus was a Thomas Nast,
yep.
Drawing,
right.
In a newspaper, and
he same with like Uncle Sam too, right?
Yeah, I think so. And like he drew the jackass, and then it became a thing. And I have a feeling he probably was responsible for the elephant, but I don't know what the
origins,
the symbolism. Yeah. But Thomas Nast, like in the days where we had lots of immigrants and they weren't able to read, his political cartoons made a big deal.
Right.
That dude was a big difference maker. And Boss Tweed, like Tammany Hall, corruption, New York City.
New York.
He was like trying to go on the lam, and people recognized him from the cartoons.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, that's incredible.
That was back in the days where political cartoonist was the biggest deal.
Right. Amazing. Let's see. There is a bear, wolf, mountain lion, deer, elk. There's no comma between those, but I assume he means there might be an elk called a deer. Like
a hybrid, a deer elk?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Deer, elk, wolverine. Some of these are capitalized. Not sure why. Snake or that donkey. If I pick that donkey, they may confuse the other side. So let's pick the donkey. This is like stream of consciousness. This is, okay. you know what this is kind of like? This is kind of
Andy Kaufman comedy.
Yeah. It's kind of like,
Ellen DeGeneres.
No, spoken word. Where they all have to speak in a cadence, something like this. If I pick that donkey, they may confuse the other side.
So we don't want Plymouth Rock. We want to rock our Plymouth.
Yes. And they pick an animal not even on the list. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. I skipped a line. So let's pick the donkey. Then Steve, Bob, and Mike, Jim get nervous. Why would they pick that donkey? And this is like a written.
It's very literal about the animal.
Manuel voicemail here, and they pick an animal not even on that list. But the donkeys can't prove they don't exist on this continent, so they allow the pick. Well, donkeys exist here, don't they? I've seen them at the donkeys. Fucking Grand Canyon.
I've definitely seen donkeys.
Yeah. I truly believe we can do better. Okay, he's making a point here. Today, and maybe capitalized, even go international and get Gerard Butler as VP.
Gerard.
I'm listening. Yeah, he's misspelled Gerard.
You have me with this one.
Yeah. Now he's a Scot.
Well, now he's moved off of symbolism, and now he's saying we want Gerard Butler as the vice president.
I'm into that. I'm into Gerard Butler as a vice president. But this would have to be something we do in a movie, because despite his inability or near inability to do an American accent, my man Gerard Butler often plays Americans, even though I believe he's from Scotland.
Wait a second. Yeah. Was he trying to do an American accent in that movie?
Yeah, the America.
I've seen two of the three movies.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not trying to do an American accent.
I think he is.
He's amazing. He doesn't even sound remotely American.
He's in the fucking Secret Service, and he used to be a
kept wondering if they were going to explain how he was Scottish.
No, and he used to be Special Forces or something.
He's got a worse accent than what was it, Harrison Ford in that Boston movie?
Where it was Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt.
Devil's Own.
Brad Pitt. He's like, drink it. He's like, hey, can I offer you a Guinness? And Brad Pitt's like, arr, I was baptized in it. So bad. I truly believe. Okay, Joe. No, it is hilarious. People still believe SEAL Team 6 killed Osama bin Laden. Oh no, we're getting into some.
Hang on a second. I've heard, I don't, you know, my feelings on conspiracy theories, but I've heard of lots of theories. I didn't even know this was something being bandied about. Is he purporting that he's still alive or that someone else killed him?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard any. And again, I thought I was pretty I'm not like hanging out watching InfoWars or anything. But I thought I was pretty up to date on what's happening in the conspiracy world.
I didn't know about this. Let it be known he was alive, you know, every few months.
Yeah, he would do the videos and whatnot. And they had seemed like
really shitty quality, too.
Yeah. I mean, they gave up one of those fucking stealth helicopters to keep the ruse going. I don't think you'd have to go that far, but
Yeah. Didn't they find videotapes in his room when they killed him?
Yeah, they
videotapes.
Well, he had porno.
He had porno and like episodes of Dave Letterman or something.
Yeah, yeah. he had to be off the grid. Like everything was coming in. That's how they got him.
Come on, off the grid. DVDs existed.
Well, that's
20
true.
Years
that's
before. True. I mean, come on, buddy.
It's true. They had Jessica Chastain had to track his couriers. You know, that they were bringing thumb drives with all the info. We can bend the law only because GB didn't exist. Oh, Gerard Butler didn't exist when the law was made. Okay, that's kind of lost on me. Then have Den.
So does that have to do with the SEAL Team 6?
Oh, no. What he's saying is that Gerard Butler can be vice president because we're going to bend the law because Gerard Butler wasn't born. Like, Gerard Butler is so necessary to be vice president that we'll change the Constitution to make it so that a foreigner can be, because like if the founders had
Bin Laden thing was just a nugget in the middle of
it was a throwaway. If the founders had envisioned Gerard Butler, who fucks, then they wouldn't have written the Constitution to say, hey, you got to be born in the United States of America to be president of the United States. Then have Denzel Washington as the number one. Now, Denzel, I feel like would make a good president. But remember that time he won, I believe it was Academy Award, and
he didn't bring his reading glasses.
Yeah, I proposed the theory, and you watch that fucking acceptance speech, and you might be with me. I'm not certain that Denzel Washington can read. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, but then you took some blowback that you don't want. Right. You don't want that label.
It's true. It's true. I don't like.
All right. Okay.
Just make your own opinions on. Just watch the speech.
But he's great in everything. He could play the role of a president for sure.
Yeah. See, I've heard he's a real prick on the set though, but great actor.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. Someone who isn't funny and has never been in a comedy. Oh, Denzel. This setup can change it from a shit show to watchable TV. Joe Rogan has a joke that people live 100 years and we are only 3 people old. Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know, like, I don't know. I think
3 generations.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not. Yeah. He's a little off on that. Maybe in another 3 to 6 people, by people he means generations, we can figure things out until Yellowstone's going to explode by then. Until then, please continue doing what you do. Thank you for your service. Signed, Baller Lifestyle Fan 1. And Ed,
Wait a second.
Yeah?
You think that was a bot?
No. How could a bot? A bot doesn't know about Gerard Butler.
If you just typed, you know, like when you do the next text message and then the next suggested word thing comes up.
Yeah.
Do you think somebody could, bots can kind of.
My kids do this where they just keep clicking the suggested word iMessage.
If you put in the subjects that we've talked about, we have focused a fair amount on Jerry B. Sure.
He's the man. He's our favorite actor. He's the greatest living actor.
But Baller Lifestyle Fan 1 sounds very...
Well, this is what I was going to say. I don't want to out this person because I don't want them to be inundated with emails. And I don't remember their exact email address. Mm-hmm. But their email address was like something like number one Baller Lifestyle Fan or something at Hotmail or whatever. At Ask Jeeves, at AOL.
At .nk, is that North Korean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At what's the one? Well, there's like one that's like encrypted and like sex workers use it. It's called like Peloton or something.
Yeah.
Proton, I think it is.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
All the buzz about Peloton, I saw so much blowback, and I don't even understand what's happening. What, a guy bought a woman a Peloton?
In the commercial. It was like
It's too sexist? I don't think I could even sit through it. I clicked on it, and I just didn't care.
Yeah, it was kind of lost on me, other than the Peloton chick is kind of hot, so that kind of had me interested.
She's hot, and it's like him trying to get her into better shape. Is that the deal?
All he does is like get her the bike. He's like, here, Merry Christmas, here's the bike. And she's like, oh, cool. And then... she's like FaceTiming him like while she's doing rides, and she's like on the button, like giving him progress reports because
so she needs approval.
Yeah. I do remember a time. I remember a guy I used to work with was telling me he went and visited his dad. His dad lived in another state and he hadn't seen his dad in a long time. And he went and visited his dad, and his dad had a much younger wife. And he said his dad would just drink black velvet. And when his black velvet got a little low, he would just kring, 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 jiggle the ice. Kring, 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 kring. And his much younger wife would come in and take his glass and bring him back a fresh new glass of black velvet. And then he told me she was walking away, and he patted her on the ass and said, "This ass is getting a little fat. I'm gonna need to see you on that exercise bike tomorrow."
So that's a cut your penis off kind of marriage, right? Well, I mean, that doesn't sound good.
I mean, it seemed like the situation was working out for both of them. I don't see.
That sounds great for the wife.
He didn't say anything about her seeming particularly unhappy. So maybe that's like the inspiration for the Peloton ad. Like people are recalling something.
The days of yore when their dad used to just verbally intimidate the mom.
Yes. Yes, they're recalling that, and they're not happy about it. So I could see, kind of
wow,
what that's all about.
After she refreshed his drink, he gave her that.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, statement. Your ass is getting a little fat. I'm gonna need to see you on that." And then the guy told me that the next day he saw his dad's wife huffing and puffing on the. And this would have been
a mail order situation.
No, I think she was. just, you know, regular. And this was like early 90s. This was a long time ago, like, you know, maybe mid 90s situation. So this Peloton and the internet not available. Okay, Ed, thanks for that email, by the way. Baller.
Thank you.
Baller Lifestyle Fan 1. Oh, I hit the wrong button. It's a choice I made. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake. Hold on, I got all these buttons programmed. Hold on. Let's try this again. That's better.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Hello. We faded out, but now there's no Brian. So I guess I'll...
Oh, I'm here, Ed. I'm sorry. I had myself muted because of the beautiful sounds of Writes a Bill's voice. Ed, what is happening in the world of pop culture?
Hey, one quick sports story that I didn't put in here, but I'm very curious. And if anyone knows, please email or tweet. I saw there's a hockey coach that got fired on the spot for something like conduct detrimental to the team or something. But like, he was the coach, and I like Googled it, and he was the coach with strategy, and you know, he wasn't the best coach or whatever, but they were just talking about game plan one day, and then he was fired the next. Like, it wasn't like he was on the hot seat one day.
No, this is a Me Too. This is, well, we don't know. It was the coach of the Dallas Stars.
Be a Me Too, right?
Yeah, it's a Me Too situation. I believe the Dallas Stars are like in first place. Wow. So I don't, let's check the standings here. Dallas Stars. Yeah, it was like, hey, we found out some shit that this guy did, and
it had to be damning and substantial, because you don't just fire somebody right away.
No,
something big went down. Yeah. That's why I want that story.
Yeah. So, okay. The Stars are not in first place. So I don't want to
know the details.
Yeah. 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 Let us know. Well, I looked because I clicked on it, cause I wanted to know, cause I'm a fucking big hockey fan.
Yeah. And I feel similarly, and it's real sad, but I feel similarly with, obituaries of somebody young. I just want to know.
Yeah, I want to know.
Like, what's going on? If the person is, you know, old, fine. Like, you know, they just died. But if it's somebody young, like, okay, is it something I got to look out for? Is it something that, you know, I don't know. I just would like to know what happened. First sports story. Petition with over 400,000 signatures seeks removal of Michael Vick as honorary Pro Bowl captain.
Yeah.
Now, I think two things about this.
Right.
Well, first of all, the NFL should have known better. That they should have known there was going to be blowback.
It's you're not coming back all the way. You know, it's just, it's going to haunt you. You paid your debt to society. You went bankrupt, but you were electrocuting dogs and having them rape each other and then fight to the death. It's pretty gruesome. You know, the deal.
I will say, I don't give a shit about dogs. Like, I'm not a dog guy. But I don't think I could really ever hang out with somebody that is cool with being cruel to a dog.
No, I'm saying,
like, I'm not a dog guy.
Yep.
But it's just, it's so awful. However,
any animal, I
do think there's a cultural, he was raised in a culture where this was just something that was done, and he did his time, and he did some serious time. Like, it was, you know, there are guys that get away with all kinds of terrible shit in the NFL. He didn't really get away with anything.
No, he went to federal prison and he lost everything.
Right. The people who are losing their shit, I think, are being assholes, because, like, the guy definitely paid for you know, his crime. But yes, it's just the NFL should have known better. Of course they were going to get blowback on this guy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. What's worse than going to federal Wait, hold on.
Did he go to Leavenworth?
Yeah. I can't pronounce words. What is worse, federal prison in Leavenworth, Kansas, or attending the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, hasn't he been through enough?
I remember being like 9 or 8 and being like, this game is a real drag.
Yeah, I used to think it was cool because I'm like, oh,
it's cool to see your team play, your players. Oh, yeah. There's their helmet. But then you just see nobody's playing defense. No, nobody's blitzing. Like, it's weird. It's terrible.
It's stupid. I haven't watched it probably, you know, at least 20 years.
The only all-star game that sort of resembles the real game is baseball.
Yep.
All the other sports, nobody plays any defense.
Yep. But even in baseball, like,
baseball is kind of a drag too.
Chan Ho Park grooved one to your boy Cal Ripken that one time. They're like, hey,
that was all Will.
Let's let Cal.
They grooved Jeter a few years.
That's what they do. That's what they do. Hey, give him one. Throw, you know, let him have one.
Force of nature.
Yeah. Right, right. I don't really care either way. Fuck the Pro Bowl. I mean, Mike Vick, whatever. It happened.
Right. NFL correspondent Jane Slater caught her ex cheating via Fitbit.
Apparently, it's my all-time favorite story.
She and her ex had like synced up their Fitbit.
Yeah, this is like a Peloton situation. He's like, hey, that ass is getting a little fat. Let's both put our Fitbits on, and I'm going to need to be able to, so I can monitor your steps. You're clearly not taking enough steps. I don't like it. You're starting to get a little tummy. So I'm going to need you to take like 10,000 steps at least a day, and I'm going to be watching you on my Fitbit. But then he left that Fitbit on, and this is shocking. So
I got to see who he traded in for, because she's pretty good.
She's pretty hot. And apparently, like, she checked his stats, and he was like really putting in a lot of effort at like 4 a.m.
He's an early bird.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless he caught that first of the morning CrossFit class. Also, like, if I had who sexes somebody with a Fitbit on? For like, isn't that, that's like an Apple Watch. You see somebody wearing an Apple Watch, you're like, ooh.
That's right. Yeah, sorry.
Kind of like, it's kind of like a goatee. You're like, there was a chance, but nah. So he's overcoming an obstacle there by finding someone willing to sex him in a Fitbit. Also, like, if I had a Fitbit on and it was during the way I have sex, it would be like my heart rate would actually go down.
What?
That's how little effort I put in the sack. I just allow things to happen to me.
This is the saddest.
I don't.
My hope, if I were to try to pull this off wearing a Fitbit, would be the burst of activity be so quick, it's kind of a blink and you'd miss it kind of thing. But you'll get a lot out of me. You'll get a lot. You just won't get it for a long time.
Well, it's like a sprint. It's like Usain Bolt.
Of like an animal, but not in a good way. Like an animal, like just.
You're right.
It's a lot going on real quick. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, out. Wait a second.
Out. Finished. Out. Reset. Catch up with me in another 4 days, at least.
see you in half a week.
Yeah. What else?
49ers suspend broadcaster for saying, and I think this is Tim Ryan, who used to be a shitty like national announcer. I guess he's a regional guy now.
Yeah.
I think he was a terrible author too.
No, that's the guy. Isn't that the guy that's got the ALS now? Green.
Tim Ryan. Oh, Tim Green's the author. Sorry.
Yeah. I could be wrong. Now I get those two guys confused. One has ALS, but I think Tim Green was the Atlanta Falcons was that. Yeah.
Yes,
Tim Green.
That's
books.
Who I was thinking. Okay. Yeah. So Tim Ryan.
Yeah.
He was suspended for saying the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, had the advantage due to dark skin color with a dark football.
I mean, it's like, so you probably shouldn't say that, but it's like Darren Sproles. It's like Darren Sproles has an advantage because you can't see him behind all the linemen, right? It's a
different
physical characteristic that makes it difficult to defend him. No?
Look at Lamar Jackson. Look at a fucking football. They do not look alike. A football looks like a football.
Right. Well, I know, but it's tucked.
It doesn't blend into his skin.
Tucked into his arm.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm hoping this is like Lasso, and you're not telling the truth here. This is awful.
I don't think the guy, like, obviously, like, anytime any of that shit comes into play, like, hang back on it.
So there's only one black guy who's carried a football that you just couldn't tell what was going on. So every black guy who carries a football, you're like, what? Did the ball disappear?
I mean, that might be the point that Tim Ryan. I'm not Tim Ryan here. I'm just trying to interpret.
Sort of endorsing his point of view. I'm just
sort of trying to interpret where he was coming from.
I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's saying it's no fair. The black guy is dominating. And so what could possibly be the reason?
I don't think that's what he's saying at all.
That is absolutely. Why would he? He's sour grapes because the 49ers lost on a late field goal to the Ravens. And he's trying to blame it on something.
The 49ers have black guys, too. I don't know.
No, but
I don't know.
He's mad that their black quarterback instead of their porn star thirsty Jimmy Garoppolo
didn't play. Both those guys can play.
Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, though, is an embarrassment. Like, I saw him in some post interview and he's getting all horny for the broadcast. I'm like, calm down, buddy.
Well, he needs it. He needs it. He's apparently that porn star who was fucking sloppy. If you're quarterbacks, you can fuck porn stars. You can probably fuck any porn star. You're an NFL quarterback.
Or Instagram model.
Yeah, don't pick the fucking sloppiest one you can find. Pick the hot ones. What is wrong with you? Just because she lays down in front of a camera doesn't mean that's the one you should fuck. But that sloppy ass porn star said that Jimmy Garoppolo wore it out and she had to tap out. It was just too much. He was just like the Fitbit couldn't count all the pumps. All the steps that Jimmy Garoppolo was putting in on that sloppy porn star. Also, if you're claiming to be a porn star, but I never heard of you, sorry. I need to have some tangential awareness of who you are for you to be a porn star. Sorry. That's all there is to it. I never heard of her. I don't know who the fuck she was.
Tim Ryan, by the way, played for USC.
Did he?
Yeah, he was a Chicago Bear in the early 90s.
Defensive lineman?
D-tackle.
Yeah, D-tackle. Well, he got hit in the head a lot. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think he meant...
He's the all-time leading tackler in USC history.
Is he? Well, it's back then they went all 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't really know the guy.
Yeah. It's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment. That ending is so good.
It's great. It's amazing. Ed, what's happened in the world of non-sports?
It was written mum to be because it's in the UK. Yep. Mum to be 20 in a polyamorous relationship with will raise baby girl with four dads.
So, you know, the idea, this whole polyamory thing,
doesn't work.
It's of course, but it's very in vogue right now.
Is it?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. Well, I mean, you hear 5 years ago, you never heard of it.
But the other way around.
Monogamy. Because
I know a guy who has kind of two things going, but I haven't heard a woman with four guys just willing to share.
It's a little weird.
And she definitely thinks it's going to be like Ted Danson and Gutenberg and Selleck, and it's not.
No, it's not. It's a real. It's a real sad group. They look like they have like their own Wizard of Warcraft squad. Like they might hang with Leroy Jenkins. Like they're this is a real fucking nerd herd, and the broad is pregnant, and it's one of these dorks guys, kids.
This is the first woman any of them have been with.
Yeah, and that's why they're like, fuck, I guess, you know, because it's like they're all like busy gaming anyway. They're playing Overwatch. Yeah.
Do you think she's not telling them, like, who's the dad?
Yeah, it could. Well, maybe she did. Maybe they made a sperm cocktail. Oh, just realized what we're going to name this episode.
Reports of sexual assault on cruises in late summer spiked 67% from last year.
Was Cuba Gooding Jr. Did he do another cruise movie?
Oh yeah, what was it? Something boat?
Sex boat? Hold on. I think we've already called. I think we've already called an episode "Sex Boat." It sounds familiar.
Our dear President Trump is looking into toilet regulations because he said Americans are, quote, flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times
what?
At once.
What the fuck was he talking about? Because I don't, like, I saw the clip and I don't know the context of what that was. But of course, like everything that fucking idiot says, it was insane.
It made no sense.
We're looking into clearly, sinks. We're looking into fixtures. We're looking into toilets. What?
And my only explanation could be, you know, he's got a pretty shitty diet, so he probably skips the pan pretty good.
Yeah.
But that also would imply that he would care enough to try to flush again to get it all down.
Yeah.
He is definitely not someone who cares.
No. That's not something he concerns himself with. I was the whole thing was lost on me, but it was weird. Super sad.
It was a weird moment.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Subway sues journalists for reporting its chicken is only 50% chicken, and it lost the lawsuit.
You know what I've been noticing? You know, Subway, they were the winner in the franchise game for a long time. Like, that was a fucking gold.
It was
mine.
Jared.
Yeah. Yeah. If you had a Subway, you had Jared out there with the pants. He'd show you the pants. Hey, I used to wear these pants and I ate the Subway. And meanwhile, Subway's fucking disgusting. It's so gross.
It smells so bad.
It smells so bad. You can smell it from the outside. There's fucking flip-flops and yoga mats in the bread and shit. And I've noticed like a couple like places where I drive by Subways. Subways are closing down. I don't know. Like, I'm not Jim Cramer.
I would assume Quiznos got in that space. Is that?
Well, fuck Quiznos. Quiznos is the toasted one, and that will fucking cut up the roof of your mouth.
Somebody had to take it, right?
What about your brethren, Jersey Mike? What's he? He's got shit going on.
Jersey Mike's started by me, and it was like a local place when I was a kid. And then I started seeing national commercials. I didn't even know it was a brand.
And we got Jersey Mike out here. Jersey Mike's got fucking shit all over the place. I feel like he's taking over. Here's the thing. People don't want a healthy sub, and also they've learned that there's no such thing.
Right. That's the key.
Right.
It doesn't exist. It's not real chicken. It's not.
No. It's disgusting. The bread is fucking processed, gross shit bread. Who's the guy that gets naked and fucks the shark, but he also makes sandwiches?
Oh, he's
Jimmy John. James John.
Jimmy John. It's either him or the former head coach of Florida, Jim McElwain.
Right. It's hard to know the difference. James John, he'll make a sandwich for you. They're the ones that like deliver. Like they have, like the zit faced kid has like all the sandwich ingredients like
about the sandwich artist.
Yeah, or whatever the equivalent is at James John's. He's got it all like on the seat of his Prelude on the passenger seat because You're like, hey, can I get an Italian hoagie? And it looks like you haven't even hung up the phone and there's fucking standing in your office with the sandwich. And you're like, how the fuck did you do that?
Prelude. That's the perfect.
Right. And so I've never ordered James John's, but
no,
there's one near my office and they're always like coming in and they're like, hey, do you ever like cater stuff here? And I'm like, and they're like, cause here's a box of sandwiches and they'll give me like 40 sandwiches like to try to drunk. So I've had a couple and I ain't mad at James John. They'll do a sub and they'll somehow.
And the guy likes fucking sharks. That's his thing.
Fuck the shit out of a shark. Like whatever, whatever it takes. I'm fine with it. But fuck Subway.
It blows my mind. I mean, the two things that really exist in Hoboken are you're going to get good pizzas here, and you're going to get the best sandwiches. Like, we have so many good Italian delis, and yet Satterali's.
I used to see at Furio was out there, Little Steven with his wig on, Tony.
But there has been a Subway like on the main drag forever.
How?
There's a Jimmy John's. There's a Pizza Hut in town, Domino's in town.
It's crazy talk.
How do these places exist when there's a real place next door? I understand if you're at a strip mall in Toledo and this is your option, but like when you have a place on the same block, it doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it's insane. It's stupid. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with the citizens of Hoboken?
Yeah, and also, what was the Jared with the pants when you were talking about it?
Yeah.
It reminded me when I did that. Remember, I was a judge at an advertising award show a few years ago.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And I was talking to one of the guys who had to work on that account for a while, and he was like, you know, that guy. Each year, we have to put on like more layers and more intense Spanx on him because he was just letting it go, and he was like, he'd get crankier and crankier. As his star rose, and he just would wear more layers of Spanx for those commercials those pants all big on him.
We talked about it on the show. This is before his pedophilia thing. He was hanging out. He went to the University of Indiana, and he was the resident advisor. And his claim to fame,
fun police.
Right? His claim to fame before the porn. Was having the most extensive collection of VHS porn that he had like a porn, like a lending library in his dorm room. And he got skinny eating sandwiches apparently. But my whole thing was he never got that skinny. And remember for a while they tried to, cause Jared had a song where they're like, he's Jared. There's Jared. Here comes Jared. And then they like tried to introduce another guy who also like got skinny from sandwiches and he was like a fireman and he was fucking jacked. And I'm like, oh man, that guy's more fit. Like they should make him the guy instead of Jared. But you know, it didn't last very long. Cause you know, Jared was like, we're not doing this. I'm Jared.
And you know, that theme song, Here Comes Jared, really took on a different meaning.
Yeah. When he was
real sad,
when he was trying to bang 14-year-olds.
Oh, 14 was a very high end for what I was reading about.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Don't even, let's not go down that
road.
He's
terrible. Awful. He is an awful person.
In the pants.
I mean, how fucking big were those pants?
They were like size 60. They were huge.
They were probably bigger than that. Yeah. I mean, he was a big dude still.
Yeah. He didn't get that, you know, he was still like an overweight. He was kind of a tub of shit. He had tits, a belly.
Now, here's another story. We definitely have a clear opinion on what should be done with her. But woman chucks feces, urine at woman sitting in car in NYC.
How did she chuck the urine?
Well, I assume she had a cup.
Oh,
I mean,
gotcha.
unless she cupped her hands. Gotcha. But then, you know,
gotcha. Yeah,
I don't know. Now, obviously, this woman is awful. However, this is like a story where I just want some more details.
Yep.
There has to be part of the story that at least makes you think that there's anger. I assume a man is involved.
Yeah, what took it to that level?
But, like, there's got to be another side to the story. Not a favorable side for her, but at least something that could make the story more interesting.
Yeah. How did it get to that place? Is the question.
This next story made a lot of headlines. There was a banana duct taped to a wall and sold for $120,000 at an art show. And then a guy went and ate it and said, "I'm not sorry."
This is like a Banksy work, right? Like everybody's caught up in this. Yeah. It's just a made up thing.
So, something, but here's the thing. People get so angry. Can you believe this art? And this is considered art. And what this should tell you, and you know, not to get all political, but do you think people have too much money? If money is being swished around,
totally.
Like art is whatever the fuck you want it to be, but this just shows you shouldn't be spending $120,000 for anything.
No,
any piece of art. It's fucking insane. People have too much money.
And also, if a banana, that had to be a shitty banana, because a banana has like 14 minutes of edibility in its life cycle. And it's like,
I love a good banana, but yeah, they're tough to really time it. And it would be, that was, I think, a pretty yellow banana.
I saw some brown spots on it.
Which but is it's got to have, that's a good thing.
No, no,
when it starts.
No.
Oh no. Do you eat the tough banana?
No. Well, I don't eat any banana, but I don't, if I eat a banana also, by the way, so much sugar, insane.
But delicious. But fucking delicious.
It can be good, but it has to be just past green.
Oh, see, I think it's still too tough. I want it just before it hits brown. Not all brown, but I'm saying just like when the brown is about to appear, like when it's just at the end of the yellow, that's the perfect.
It's a little too soft. And don't get me going down the road of the banana strings. And I know what people say, oh, peel it from the other way. I always peel it that way. That's the way the animal kingdom peels their banana. I know how to peel a banana, and there's still strings on that motherfucker. The banana strings are fucking disgusting. And why? We can engineer everything in food these days. We got fucking GMO corn. They're making corn stalks that grow multiple ears now. How the fuck in 2019 are we still dealing with these bananas with strings on them? That's what I want to know. Let's work on this as a society. You want me to eat more bananas? You want me to eat that banana off the wall at Art Basel? Basel? Guarantee it's a stringless banana. That's what I want. A string. We need to get all the scientists. When I'm elected king, I'm taking all the scientists. We cured AIDS, right? There's no more AIDS. We're making some progress on cancer. I'm taking all the scientists off all that shit. I'm going to MIT. I'm just going to say, hey, stop building those scary ass robots. Get me a fucking stringless banana. And also, mango, easily the best fruit. Delicious. The pit is 90% of the fucking fruit. Why we got such a big ass pit in the mango? Why can't it be more meat?
I'll tell you what is in prime season right now, the clementine.
Delicious
little juicy. Delicious little orange, easy to peel with your fingers. Yeah.
That is important, because they have like around the navel area. There's like a little space between the skin.
A little sweet spot.
And you just go, whoosh, you just put your middle finger right in there and whoosh, open it, get it started, get it going. Easy peel.
Yep. Walmart apologizes for a sweater showing Santa Claus with lines of cocaine, and it says, "Let it snow."
So I saw that. I heard it. And then I'm like, well, it just like looked like it, you know, some bad Chinese art.
Me too.
No,
it was, when I looked at it was no, exactly it's, that. These are lines of coke.
But again, this is, I don't like the juicing of the Christmas sweater. You know, there's a whole thing like ugly sweater party, ugly sweaters. But now it's like, oh, I'll just go to fucking Target and get like a modern.
Right. That's right. You can search it out. Yeah. I have a sweatshirt that kind of looks like an ugly sweater. Yeah. I don't really wear it much because it's still like weird to wear, but it's It's Run the Jewels. It says Run the Yules on it.
Oh, that's
it's pretty
good.
Sweet.
That's good. I would wear like a Bill Cosby, RIP, a Coogee sweater like he used to wear. Like those are pretty cool. Very expensive though. But this is like if you're going and getting one and it's like Frosty the Snowman, except it's got like an embroidered carrot that sticks out and it's his cock. Like I don't approve of that. I don't like, you should have to do a little work. You should have to go to a Goodwill. You should have to, get, you know, discover something. It shouldn't be so easy to get a Santa doing cocaine
secondhand
sweater.
Deal where it could have been a grandma who thought she was making a nice sweater.
Yeah. 100%. That's my main annoyance with this story.
Nikki Haley said the Confederate flag just meant sacrifice and heritage until Dylann Roof hijacked it.
It's a dog whistle.
That's weird because I thought Dylann Roof was just a few years ago.
Wasn't South Carolina was the first state to secede, right?
Like, yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah. It's so weird that
in 2020, somebody pointed this out. They list heritage 3 times in their letter of secession, and they list slavery 20 times.
Right.
So they kind of had a certain angle.
The War of Northern Aggression. Like, we get it. You know, like, you didn't like the way that one turned out. You wanted to fucking quit being an American. You love America so much, you wanted to start your own country. Go fuck yourself.
Absolutely. And this is sort of just an update from last week. We remember the Papa John's story where they said he had eaten 40 pizzas.
Yeah, 40
mostly
pizzas in a month.
Papa John pizzas in a month.
Awful. Imagine what his toilet looks like.
Horrible. Yeah, definitely grease in the can on that one.
Not healthy.
The wife has just filed for divorce.
Shocked that Papa John had a wife. Then I saw something this week, and it was like a clip of Papa John, and he was like, I can't remember what the context was, but he's like, hey, Papa here. And then he's talking more. And then he like refers to himself in the third person a couple times where he's like, so anyway, Papa, we'll see you. Papa's making a comeback. He calls himself Papa.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's a little, no wonder she filed divorce. No wonder.
I love that picture of him shit faced with the University of Louisville guys.
It's great.
He's so drunk. That's the drunkest I've ever seen anyone.
Do you think he made that, and we talked about this last week, like the color of his company is red for like Louisville, but also for his skin tone. Like that's why he chose that color. Ed, some very bad news this week.
Oh, Kathy.
Kathy McManus out of pocket for today's show. I believe she's mounted a beast at this moment. She's on horseback away from the show. It's unfortunate, but I'm here to do her job. We got some stories and I can go through them. First and foremost, Ed, Harvey Weinstein, he's going through a rough patch.
Well, I feel for the guy. You know, he tried to go out to dinner and some comedians made fun of him.
Yep.
It's like, you know, why can't the guy have some peace?
Yeah. I've maintained that he will get off. You will see.
There's a specific actress what is the charge going on? I know there's all kinds of the potted plan and all that bullshit, but like, what is the substantial thing against him?
I don't know. Cause the main one was this Colombiana who he was trying to make it happen with,
like a dancer, right?
Yeah, she was something, and they had him on tape with that, but I think they had to throw out that evidence based on some shit she did after. So I don't know exactly what the charges are, but this shit is tough to prove. This shit is very, and it's especially if it's people wait a while, because that's unfortunately like the way that people deal with this trauma is not conducive to convincing a jury.
It can the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
Like guys like Lauer and people like that can get run out of their business, but it is tough to prove. The reason why Bill Cosby was easy to prove is because of his deposition way back when, where he fully admitted to giving quaaludes to people. Like he laid it all out there. And then when a new case came up, it was like, oh yeah, well, I kind of admitted I do all of that.
I put it in the drink. I put it in the
apples. She has some applesauce.
I mixed it in with the ice and the whiskey and the wine. Well, Weinstein, he's dragging this thing out. He's got a lot of money. But
he is fucking disgusting. I saw him in person in New York.
Really? Yeah, so hideous.
Like 10 years ago, he is so gross in person. Yeah. His skin.
Ugh. Yeah, he's got the pock marks on the face. Well, apparently he's got to wear a tracking device, and it keeps coming off his big fat ankle, and they don't know what's going on, but they're suspecting that he's up to some shenanigans, and they want to know. They might have to ask for more bail. It looks like his bail is currently, I don't know what they got on him, but they want $5 million. They got $1 million. He's got $1 million bail, which is usually like murderer level bail, but obviously he's got a lot of money, so he's a flight risk. They want to up the bail amount to $5 million.
This story, though, makes me think that he might be in more trouble. Like, he could be in real trouble, because this feels like a guy who's testing out his flight riskiness.
Right.
Like, see how he could pull it off.
Yeah.
And that bail is very large for somebody who they don't have substantial stuff against. I don't know. I mean,
I get what you're saying. He might be getting a little worried.
But if it keeps dropping out, maybe he's looking for that exit.
Remember old Scott Peterson. They got him on the way. Him and OJ. They got on the way to Mexico with disguises and cash. This could be Harvey Weinstein. He could be looking for a non-extradition Polanski style escape.
I saw like a pretty dumb Twitter joke that I'm sure has been told 1,000 times, but I saw the other day somebody said, you know, you should always judge people by how they treat people in a restaurant. And they said, especially OJ.
Yeah, good point. Ed, Chris Pratt, and this is a guy who's really seems to have started to go off the deep end a little bit.
He was like the lovable.
Yep. He was kind of fat,
kind of doughy guy from Parks and Recreation. Yep. Who played like the real lovable part of the show.
And then he was in Moneyball. He played Scott Hatterberg.
And then he got all yoked for what movie was it?
It's the one where they got Bin Laden with Jessica Chastain.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah. Zero Dark 30. Yeah, he got all jacked for that, and then he stayed jacked because they're like, oh, we're going to make this guy a fucking movie star, and he is one. He's in that Marvel thing with the raccoon, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then he's also, oh my God, he's wearing a Fitbit in this picture. He's the Jurassic Park guy now, but he's real into the Lord. And hey, I'm cool with you being into the Lord, but like, I saw one thing where he like erected a giant crucifix on his property, and he married Arnie's daughter, and Arnie and Maria Shriver's daughter, and I think they said something where they're like, we bonded over our love of Jesus, and it's like, okay, I get it, it's fine, like, just do that.
I feel that way about when you hear Alabama fans getting married in houndstooth hats and shit like that. Yes. Like, you can be into something without being the only thing you're about.
Yes, I totally agree.
Weird.
But he's taking shit these days because he did like a GQ. Oh, I'll just read it. Actor Chris Pratt on Wednesday apologized for posting a photo on Instagram of him posing at a gym with a single-use plastic water bottle in his hand after Aquaman star Jason Momoa, who was beautiful, called out his fellow Hollywood star. Pratt posted the Instagram photo on Tuesday as part of a collaboration with Amazon. Oh, so he's a real piece of shit. This prompted Momoa to comment under the Guardians of the Galaxy star photo saying, "Bro, I love you, but what the fuck on the water bottle? No single-use plastic. Come on." Pratt immediately, this is a real non-story, Pratt immediately apologized in response saying, "Aquaman."
I find this fun. This story funny because, like, this is something that, like, somebody who went to college for journalism.
Yeah, Hester had to write.
Had to, yeah. It's like it always reminds me of when well, back to our Jared from Subway. Like, somebody wanted to study forensics, and then at one point somebody's like, "I need you to read the email, the last 700,000 emails from the fat sandwich guy." And that's what they had to do for like a year. They just studied the fat sandwich guy.
They're like, "We need you with your expertise to take this giant pair of pants into the lab and search it for DNA. We got the pants.
See if there's any hairs matching any miners in the area.
We were able to procure the pants, and we're going to have to go over them with a fine tooth comb, and that's your job." Ed, this guy's really been in the news. Bob Ritchie, Kid Rock, son of a car dealer from Detroit. He's had to close his restaurant.
Oh, yeah, car dealer. Yeah, I think recently his childhood home surfaced on the internet. I hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
He grew up well off.
Yeah, it's hard to know because it's Detroit. So
Right. The price of houses are less than cars.
Yeah, it's like $80,000 for a mansion. Yeah.
He had a big house.
Huge. On land and shit. No, he grew up rich. He's fallen on hard times, though. Not so hard as like people that have had to listen to his music, but he's got to close his restaurant made in Detroit.
Oof.
Opened in 2017, and apparently this is just after.
Wait a strike while the iron's hot. Yeah. He opened a restaurant in 2017.
Yeah.
What was that, 18 years too late? When was the last hit he had?
I don't know. That's a good question. Also, like, aren't his hits like all sampled? Like, his big hit is like Sweet Home Alabama mixed with Werewolves of London.
That song is just a straight ripoff. Yeah. But he, like, rap in general, there's one thing from sampling, but the Sweet Home Alabama, he just played it was like karaoke.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he's, yeah. His restaurant.
I can't imagine there can't be too many people missing that food.
His restaurant is located at Little Caesars Arena, where the Pistons and the Red Wings play. Imagine like a Little Caesars, worst of the worst, one of the shittiest pizzas. But as I recall from having a buddy that worked there in high school, you can get like two giant square pizzas for like $6. How many of those fucking pizzas do you have to sell to build an arena?
So in high school, after a football game, we used to get together and then watch like college football, and we would all like chip in like $2.
Yeah, it was nothing.
And then have a feast. Like it was more food than you could handle for like a bunch of football players could handle, because it all cost like $8 total.
Right. Yeah. You could have like a whole giant square pizza to yourself, and it like wouldn't be a big deal. Well, RIP, made in Detroit, Kid Rock's restaurant. Here's another one. This is going to fucking come as a huge shock, but an ex staffer at there. Are you familiar with InfoWars, Ed?
Oh, sure. That's by the purported 49-year-old or something. What does he say he is?
Oh, no, he's not even that old. He's like 47.
Oh my God.
Alex Jones. Hold on. Alex. And I want to, you know, Alex Jones, he likes to get to the truth.
I'm going to drop a truth bomb on you here.
Oh my God, Ed, it's worse. Hold on. It's worse. Oh my God. Oh my God. Alex Jones claims to be 45 years old.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
What?
Fell asleep in the tanning bed last night.
Oh, my man has been living hard. Anyway, some guy that works for him has come out with the revelation. Ex-InfoWars staffer says shirtless, vodka-guzzling Alex Jones was not a great boss. A former staffer for the conspiracy site InfoWars wants to repent for peddling nonsense and harassing residents of a Muslim community in upstate New York. Josh Owens offered a peek behind the tinfoil curtain for the New York Times Magazine on Thursday, detailing how an occasionally drunk and violent Alex Jones pushed employees to churn out viral content detached from reality. Quote, "I was to blame for my actions unequivocally," writes Owens, "and yet I resented Jones for creating an environment of rage, fear, confusion, and diminished." You know, this is like the Trump cabinet when they quit and they're like, "Oh my God, this guy's a piece of shit." Yeah, you knew that.
Yeah, and whoever the anonymous motherfucker who is going to come out with anonymous. That book soon and have the anonymous column, they can go fuck themselves. They're not secretly helping America by undermining Trump. Like, they're part of the problem. They can go fuck themselves.
Fucking pussy. You're a fucking pussy. You haven't done shit. You write a book anonymously. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Ed, you big fan of the show Last Man Standing? Remember Last Man Standing was on like ABC and they canceled it. And
yeah. I saw somewhere that they were celebrating some like they've done a lot of episodes at this point.
Yeah,
because I didn't know it lasted more than a year.
It got picked back up. It had been run some seasons on ABC and then it got canceled because, you know, apparently according to Tim Allen, because of his convicted felon Tim Allen, because of his controversial views. But then it got picked up by Fox or something and was still running. But recently Tim Allen was on The View, and View is fucking hot take central. Like, you got some hot takes, you go on The View and you get those out with those broads, Joy and Whoopi, whoever else is on there. It's John McCain's daughter. Last Man Standing star Tim Allen was on The View earlier this week and talked about the changing attitudes in comedy. How'd he know? Allen slammed the Thought Police 1984 reference as he explained why he gets frustrated with political correctness. Even co-host Joy Behar chimed in that she could probably not perform her old act, blah, blah, blah. During the segment, Behar noted that PC culture makes it really hard for a stand-up comic joking, blah, blah, blah. I've got to get to the point. Basically, Tim Allen said he can't even say the N-word on stage anymore. And he's got...
I appreciate things of an era. Yeah. When we did the goofing around on the movie Soul Man, I recognize it can't be made today.
Yeah.
And it's problematic in many ways, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's not nearly as problematic as Revenge of the Nerds.
Right. Yeah. Revenge of the Nerds was awful today. Yeah. Yeah. But what I'll say is I find these complaints to be pretty lame.
Yes.
Because the one thing about a good comedian is they're clever as shit.
Yeah.
And what was great about Lenny Bruce was because he was pushing limits during that time, but his act doesn't hold up today.
No, because
he was just kind of saying dirty words for the sake of saying dirty words. Yep. But that's what the situation called for.
Yeah.
But you could be fucking clever and still, like, now you can't say certain words, and that's okay. I just think you can be clever.
I don't think there was a time that white comedians
Tim Allen was allowed to drop
Right.
The end mom.
Right. Unless you're, you know, specifically doing a bit about the end bomb like Louis used to have. Like, it's just, you know, do
and
your own thing.
He pulled it off because he was making a whole point about that word and, you know, what power is being. Yeah. But, like, I mean, for all the weird shit he's been up to,
yeah,
Louis pulled it off at the time.
Yeah. I'll tell you what Tim Allen pulled off. He pulled off a fucking leather jacket on a 95 plus dusty, degree day.
Right?
Yeah. No, it was like a bomber jacket.
Oh, I thought I always imagined the story to be a duster on a,
no, it was on a train. It was like a black leather jacket, like a dad jacket with like the fitted, you know, like the bundled waist, whatever you call that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like a flight jacket, like something a dad would wear. He was wearing that and jeans, and he ordered a Sprite. And on the bar car, and there was a bunch of Amish people on the bar car, and it was a fucking 100 degrees that day. What? Who wears a leather jacket on a 100 degree day? He needs to answer for that. I need answers. That was crazy talk. Unbelievable. Yes, Ed.
He can go fuck himself.
Yeah, and he wasn't funny. He wasn't funny in the first place.
And that show that he got really rich from. Yeah, that was really unfunny.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson was on it.
I remember seeing an episode like 5-6 years ago, seeing a rerun.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was real stupid. Really unfunny.
It was just very unfunny, that guy made so much fucking money. It's insane.
Yeah, got all the money. And he got out of federal prison because he ratted on the people that he used to buy cocaine from. Just letting you know, if you're want to be in his corner, but I'm mostly worried about the leather jacket situation. Okay. That's it.
All right.
We did it. No Kate McManus today, just Ed and I. So, that's it for Ed Daily. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 298 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, covers conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.